You're listening to SBS News.
A vigil for the victims of Australia's worst mass shooting in nearly three decades, soundtracked by local surgeon and part-time saxophonist Krishna Rao. He tells SBS Hindi that the event held in Sydney's western suburb of Harris Park was an important opportunity for locals to pay their respects.
Today's vigil was a good thing to do because, frankly, this was a horrendous incident and it's not going to go away soon.
It comes in response to one of the darkest days in Australia's recent history after two alleged shooters killed 15 people at a Hanukkah event at Sydney's iconic Bondi Beach. This vigil in what's known as the city's Little India is just one example of Australia's multicultural community coming together to mark the tragedy. Gurmeet Tully, president of Little India Australia, says it's important to let Australia's Jewish community know that there are millions of Australians of all backgrounds standing with them.
In this time of grief, we all have to show solidarity. We have to come together. We have to show the strength of the multiculturalism. Social cohesion is very important. In this situation, I will not blame the government. They're doing an excellent job, but still they have to be a bit more tighter. More educational policies has to be brought in.
The gathering comes amid renewed scrutiny of social cohesion between Australia's many multicultural communities and fears of a backlash against Muslim Australians. Naveed and Sajid Akram, the father-son duo suspected of carrying out Sunday's deadly attack, are believed by police to have been inspired by the ideology of the self-proclaimed Islamic State group. Randolph Rivets, a Jewish Australian who attended the funeral of Bondi victim Rabbi Eli Schlanger, says he fears Australia's multicultural dream has faltered.
I think that we really feel, I really feel the multicultural exercise as a fifth generation Australian has failed in the last 20 years.
Former Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has gone further, calling for what he calls hate preachers to be banned. He highlights a speech in the wake of the October 7 attack in Israel made by members of a fringe Muslim group, Hizb ut-Tahrir, accusing the group of having inspired extremism in Australia.
On October the 8th, in Lakemba, you had Islamic preachers say that October the 7th was an act of courage and pride. When the Muslim community hears that message for the last 2.5 years, is this any surprise?
In response, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has announced his government will draft new laws to create an aggravated hate speech offence for preachers and leaders who promote violence and a method for listing organisations where violence or racial hatred is promoted.
It was an attack on our Jewish community, but it was also an attack on the Australian way of life. Australians are shocked and angry. It is clear we need to do more to combat this evil scourge, much more.
Spokesperson for the Australian National Imams Council, Bilal Ralph, was asked whether his organisation would support the banning of so-called hate preachers.
There are appropriate laws to deal with all of these things, hate speech, hate conduct, and indeed there's precedent for that. And where that occurs, no matter where it is, wherever it occurs, then it ought to be addressed. It ought to face the full force of the law.
He also stresses that hateful ideologies from groups like IS cannot be mistaken as Islam.
Muslims have faced the brunt of the ISIS scourge. Many Muslims have died at the hands of ISIS across the world because they are ultimately anti-Muslim as well.
Mr. Rolfe says he fears that politicians who conflate the alleged Bondi Beach shooters with the broader Muslim Australian community are putting his community in danger.
Innocent people and communities pay the price for such hateful rhetoric. And when it comes from former leaders who have a greater responsibility to stand as leaders and to unite us, not break and divide us or aid in that outcome, it is very troubling and very concerning.
Police have since ramped up patrols outside of mosques, and investigations are now underway after pig heads were dumped at a Muslim cemetery in Western Sydney on Monday. Mayor of the Sutherland Shire Council, Jack Boyd, has also condemned a social media post promoting a Cronulla riots-inspired event later this month.
I don't think it's an indication of our community sentiment at all. The Sutherland Shire is a place for everyone. So to see Cronulla being used in this way, it breaks my heart. And I think that it's something that our community feels really disgusted that because of the actions of 20 years ago, people are choosing to pick on our hometown and try and make it a centre point for this sort of violence. And that's just not what we're about at all.
One Sutherland Shire resident who's being trumpeted as a hero following the terrifying shooting is Ahmed Al-Ahmed. The Syrian-Australian man intervened and disarmed one of the shooters before being shot 5 times in the process. His family remain outside the hospital where he's undergone a second round of surgery, this time on his wounded shoulder. His mother, Malakir Hassan Al-Ahmed, couldn't be more proud.
I learned what happened and that my son saved people. This is bravery on his part, and his conscience wouldn't allow him to see people and children being killed. One must put oneself in their place.
And his local community have come together with residents and local business owners singing Ahmed's praises outside his tobacco store in Sutherland.
I mean, what he did was unbelievable, but when you actually know the person, it hits you differently.
Just beautiful. He was one of a kind, put it that way. And yeah, like, just hope he recovers well.
And we just wanted to show respect as locals.
He's hero for us, for all Australian people. Good on ya, mate.
Sam Dover, SBS News.